Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An alliance of French left-wing parties was on course Sunday to become the biggest parliamentary bloc by beating the far right and President Emmanuel Macron's coalition. VOA Scott Walterman talked to Frédéric Marand, professor and director of Science Politique University de Montréal.
Most people are saying this is a real surprise, is it?
It is. It's a huge surprise. Everyone expected that the Rassemblement National would come first. They came in third, so that's a huge surprise, yeah.
So a new prime minister and a new government has to be formed, but the left coalition really has the most votes, so they get to pick the prime minister theoretically, right?
The electoral alliance that came in first, the left, got only 175 or 180 seats. So they're 100 seats short of a majority, which means that they would not be able to form a government if they don't get other parties to support them.
VOA Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden campaigned in Pennsylvania on Sunday as he faces escalating pressure from fellow Democrats worried about his candidacy. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
President Biden enjoyed an exuberant welcome at a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, where leaders urged him to stay in the race.
President Biden is coming back! He's a comeback kid!
President Biden says he's worked hard for the black community, and there's more to do.
Make housing affordable. Help more black families build wealth and pass it on to future generations. To keep our community safe by getting weapons of war off our streets.
Biden's attendance at church and a rally with union members are designed to project strength as a swell of Democrats, alarmed by the president's debate performance.